This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Appreciate you stopping by. Lots going on, lots to get to. I'm going to take a few minutes here. I'm going to run all of this, if it's audible. I think it should be. To bring you Marjorie Taylor Greene, of course, Congresswoman out of Georgia. She went to a SCIF today, a secure area, and actually read this FD 1023. The FD 1023 is the FBI document that the whistleblower has told the Oversight Committee contains information proving the Biden family was taking bribes to change policy. Now, members of that committee can go and see it. They can't take it with them. They can't take a picture of it. They can't even take notes while they're there. So the representative says she went, she read it, and wrote some notes down quickly after she left. It's about 5 minutes long, but I want you to hear what she says was in here.
Reading this form today shows the pure distinction. This information, this source that came forward, it's a paid informant by the FBI. This has nothing to do with Giuliani. This has nothing to do with the information that he brought forward in 2020. It's totally separate, and it's extremely credible because he's a paid informant. I made some notes after I left the SCIF based on the information, and I'll share that with you guys right now. Basically, what was happening there is back in 2015, 2016, Burisma was looking to buy a U.S.-based oil and gas company. And this came from being advised by Hunter Biden and his partners. Biden said Shokin was corrupt. That was around the time of this meeting, was when Joe Biden, as vice president, had said that the prosecutor Shokin was corrupt. They hired Hunter on the board to make the problems go away.
Just want to stop it for a second. Those of you just joining in, this is Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's reading the notes that she wrote after leaving the SCIF when she actually saw this FD 1023 that allegedly outlines a bribery scheme by the Biden family when Joe Biden was the vice president. This is what she's reading. Talking about Burisma, she just said, wanted to buy an oil or gas company, an energy company here in the United States. It also says that Biden said that Shokin, I guess the prosecutor, was corrupt. And then she continues from there. Again, she just now jotted down some notes after reading this document and is now telling us, the reporters out there, what the document says. I know it's ambient. I know it's not that easy to understand. I have it turned up as much as I can. I can understand her, so I assume that you can as well. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene reading what she saw.
That's what they specifically said. Hunter advised that they could raise more money if they bought a U.S. company. So the informant was trying to do the right thing and trying to advise Burisma that they shouldn't go this route. They should hire an attorney, work out their problems that they were being investigated for because they were having other legal problems, and that's why they were being investigated by this prosecutor, Shokin. The informant was advising them, don't go this route. Why would you buy another U.S. company while you're under investigation? That's not a good idea. So he's trying to tell them to do the right thing. The owner of Burisma said that Hunter was stupid and that his other business partner was smart. He also said that he paid $5 million to one Biden, and he paid $5 million to another Biden. And it was all a bribery to get Shokin fired and end the investigation into Burisma. He also told the informant this is common practice in Russia and Ukraine. It's common practice. It's part of business there. That's how their culture works, that they will pay bribery money in order to get business deals done, and that many businesses, they take that into account. They put it in their budget, basically, when they're preparing to buy another company or start another company, that that's just normal. And so over in Ukraine, for them to consider hiring Hunter Biden on the board in order to make their problems go away, which was the prosecutor Shokin, who was investigating Burisma for corruption and legal problems. This was definitely illegal for a vice president of the United States and their family members. The informant had asked the owner of Burisma if he was happy that Trump won, and he said no, he was not happy. Remember, he had invested a lot of money into the Bidens to make his problems go away.
Marjorie Taylor Greene reading the FT 1023, then walking out of the skiff and wrote a bunch of notes down. It turns out Ukraine, the owner of Burisma, they were not happy that Trump won. This is, she's reading what the informant says happened, an informant that had worked with the FBI for 10 years plus, had made hundreds of thousands of dollars in pay because he was so valuable to the Department of Justice. Now, of course, if you go to Twitter and everywhere else, they're trying to act like this guy is no good, or this gal, whoever it is no good. And they're bad, and they've got an agenda. No, but what she's saying is so telling, and it really goes to what you've heard on my show specifically for years now from Rudy Giuliani.
But he did say that it would take 10 years for all of us to find out the payments made to the Bidens because of how many bank accounts there were. He said at the time there were no direct payments made to the big guy, but in a meeting later, after he had become more upset as things were unfolding, he told the informant that he has two pieces of evidence showing proof of payment to Hunter and specifically Joe Biden. You see, I think what everyone needs to understand is that business owners, at least most smart ones, whether they're good or bad, whether they perform their business in a legal manner or a corrupt manner, they always keep records of their business payments. Accounts and receivables, that's how it's done. And this owner of Burisma kept a record, especially of the bribes. And if you're in an industry where you have to pay bribes to get your business deals done, then you always want to keep a record and keep proof of your bribes, because that's how you make sure you get people to follow through on what they're done with. What I read today is again, shocking. Just as what I read in the Treasury Department with all the SARS report is shocking. But we are going to continue following this investigation. We're going to continue to look into every single thing that we can uncover. We need the FBI to keep cooperating with us. That's extremely important. And I have very high expectations of Christopher Wray that he'll do the right thing and continue showing us the information that we're asking for. What I'm upset about, though, is the FBI doesn't think the American people are worthy of this unclassified information. I certainly do. I think the American people deserve to see it and know every single bit of it. That's why when I left this gift, I made all my notes on this piece of paper here so that I could explain everything to the American people.
I mean, that's startling information. It really is. Now, she has seen this piece of paper. She's seen this report. She's seen this document. And it's important that we remind you that, as she said, this is not classified. This has never been classified. It's not a classified document. And everything that was in it that she read was reported by the actual informant who was in the middle of all these dealings, who literally said to Burisma, you don't want to go and try to buy something in America right now. You're under investigation. That would be a problem. Don't do that. And that she also says, the informant says, there were no initial payments directly to the big guy, but later money to Hunter and money to Joe Biden. It's in the document that Ray doesn't want to turn over. It should be just handed to the Oversight Committee because it's not classified. There's nothing in it that can't be handed to them, but the DOJ is playing games. Smart of her at the end to talk about how she trusts that Ray will do the right thing and so on and so forth. But she's saying that in the hopes of making him do the right thing. Because for my money, Christopher Wray needs to be shown the door and possibly face charges if he doesn't hand over this piece of paper that could, in fact, show the largest scandal in American presidency history, or in the history of the American presidency. This could be that, if not the largest corruption scandal ever in our country's history. Well, as they're out here race baiting and shoving pride down our throats and climate change, this and that, you've got a family that was running the political power that they'd gained like a crime family in New York back in the day. And I'm glad that she came out and said all that. And again, I apologize if it audibly wasn't as easy to understand. I don't know why. There are people holding phones very close to her where the audio would be great. But this is the video that she actually posted on her Twitter today. And I wanted to use it directly from the source so that we know that it's not edited. We know that it's exactly what Marjorie Taylor Greene said. We, are, of course, will work on getting her back on the program. She's been on this show many, many times. But that was an amazing admission of what she saw in that skiff on that piece of paper from the FBI informant. I don't know how you don't now take action. I don't know how do you brush this under the rug now that it's out there? Because once you shine some light on something, it's hard to hide it again. And the light has been shined or shown. I don't think it's shown. Either way. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. What do you think should happen now? She saw the document, reported on the document, said what she saw in the document. Either they have to make this informant seem to be completely not credible, which is going to be hard to do. Been working with the FBI for 10 years plus. Or we have to now go forward with some investigations. What do you think should happen next? 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay here.
Joe Pags.
Great to have you. Thanks. Now, Carrie, I said, when I post a cheesy gym pick, I'm always going to get some crap, right?
Yes, you did.
It's always a guy. Some guy goes on there and says, you got to lose about 50, Joe. Get on it.
Mm-hmm. And?
I said, 50 what, dumbass?
50?
Now, Gia, my daughter Gia has a pass to the Man at Mittness for the summer. And I said, hey, we should go work out sometime. And she said, yeah, let's do it tomorrow. Let's do this. Let's do Friday. Let's do whatever. And then she said, Father, I don't want... She calls me Father just to be a pain. Father.
Father.
I don't want to work out with you because everybody told me what you do when you work out. And I don't want to be sore for 3 days. I said, well, you probably will be sore because I do, you know, I work you out pretty hard. But yeah, I guess she got some inside information that you don't want to work out with Dad.
I feel like she would be embarrassed.
But there's always some dumb guy, though, right?
There's always some dumb guy. There's always.
You
got to
lose 50. I'm like, if I cut my head off, maybe. I don't know what you're talking about. Can you imagine me 50 pounds lighter?
No.
Maybe like, oh my God, he's got the cancer came back. I'm never going to be that guy. See, my choices are very simple. I can either be 250 like I am, or I could be 700 pounds. Those are my two choices.
Ooh, yeah.
There's no in between.
Okay.
No.
It's either 250 one
or 700 pounds because I'll eat pasta 24/7.
Mm.
So I don't. I mainly do the keto, the low carb, and I work out.
That's a good thing.
But you'll notice I'm not going to mention the guy's name because he wants that publicity.
Of course.
And I did reply. I think I said 50 what, dumbass? So there you go.
Maybe just trying to be funny.
I just want people to come and find me at the gym. Not to fight. I'm not going to fight somebody. But come and find me at the gym. Let's work out together.
Oh, now that would be interesting for that person, I bet.
Because he's the guy at Man at Mittness that will complain that you're a lunk. And you made too much noise while you're lifting. You know
what
I mean?
That's right. Yes, he will complain.
Well, yep. I could never work out like that at 56. So let me call him fat. That'll be a good one. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com, and the Marjorie Taylor Greene video that I just aired for you. Let me tell you about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. It is a great air purifier. We've got three of them in the PAGS house. They work very, very well. It smells like a thunderstorm just rolled through, and that fresh and clean scent that's left behind will be what you smell in your house. Over 350,000 units have been sold. You know that it works, and it works very well. Any smell is going to vanish after you plug it in. You plug it in a few seconds later, wow, that's it, it's gone. Litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and more are no match. The powerful thunderstorm sends out O3 molecules, which seek out and destroy odors. These molecules even go under and behind your furniture, places you can't get. Nothing can hide from the thunderstorm. And really good news here, saving you money, no filters to buy every month like you have to with those big air purifiers. This is small. Plugs right into the wall. Doesn't take up any space. You're going to love them. Get several thunderstorms. In fact, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. The entire home. Get 3 units for under $200. And you can do so by going to EdenPureDeals.com. EdenPureDeals.com. And put in code PAGS, P-A-G-S, and save $200. In fact, you're going to get 3 units for about $200, and the shipping is free as well. Go get that done right now, EdenPureDeals.com. Go there now. Let me go to Greg in Minnesota. Greg, what's going on? Hi.
Hi, how you doing, Joe?
Living the dream, man. What's happening?
Say, I listened to that recording, and I'll tell you right now, they should take Biden, that gray-haired old fox, and fry him and put him in prison. I kid you, he has really damaged his country, and he's going to continue if he stays in that office.
Gotcha. Oh, Greg, I hear you. Here's the challenge that we have, and we're going to have this challenge the entire time he's in office. You have to get the House of Representatives to impeach him. Clearly, it's impeachable what he's done to the border. Clearly, it's impeachable what he did in Afghanistan. Clearly, it's impeachable if, in fact, we blew up the Nord Stream 2. I think that the economy and how he's ruined it might be impeachable. The whole pushing of the vaccine and the mandate could be impeachable. But if this is true, what's on this FD 1023, this FBI report, that he and his family were accepting bribes to change and affect policy in the United States as a vice president, absolutely, unbelievably impeachable. Okay? Now, he's the president. You can't charge him with anything if he's the president. You can't charge a president with a crime. Remember, they tried to with Trump. They couldn't. So you could easily impeach him in the House, I believe. Now you need the Senate, and it's got to be, I think it's got to be 67 votes. You need the Senate to agree and convict him and remove him from office. That would require getting 17 or 18 Democrats to agree with convicting him. Now, it has to be so egregious and so bad. It has to be so much so, if they want to keep their seat and keep their power, they would have to vote to convict him for them to do so. So this is the tip of the iceberg. We now know about the document. We know what MTG says is in the document. We know all that. What we don't know is whether the whistleblower is going to come in front of a hearing and we're all going to hear this person. What we don't know is exactly what happens next after the alleged transfer of money from Ukraine and oligarchs there to Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. We don't know. I haven't seen the bank records, but we just had Comer on the other day. Bank records are there. So you have to have an open and shut deal, a slam dunk deal, where Biden would be convicted by the Senate, or else it's worthless to impeach him, because you can't do anything about it if he's still in office. Let me go back to the phone lines. Got to be very quick for me. Todd, what's on your mind? Hi.
Hey, I'm living the dream, Joe.
Cool.
This document existed before impeachment hoax number two. My question is this. How come the FBI didn't come forward with this document and say, hey, Donald Trump, when he talked to Zelensky, he was doing his job. He was following oversight. He was wondering, where's our money going? He had every right in the world to talk to Zelensky about that and bring up Burisma. They knew about that, and they allowed this impeachment to continue. My other question is this. Do they keep a log file of who actually saw these documents beforehand? Would Adam Schiff's name be on that document? Did he know about this? What about Swalwell? Did he know about this? And, is that provable, too, that there's a link between that?
Todd, good questions. Let me answer you before I have to hit a break at the top of the hour here. They've had it since 2017, the document. So you know that plenty of people on oversight back then, including Adam Schiff, who I think was the boss of oversight or intelligence, he would have seen it. He could have seen it for sure. Swalwell could have as well and may have. And it turns out they did and they ignored it. I think there could be charges there as well. There's a lot to this story. We'll continue covering it. Keep it here on the Joe Pags Show.
You're listening to Joe Pags.